Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Niagara Falls Mayor Rob Restaino joining us live on WBEN this morning. There's been a lot of back and forth over the Hyde Park Ice Pavilion. There's a September 30th deadline coming up over the operator. Mayor, how confident are you or not that this will remain open?
Oh, we're very confident. We know that, and in fact, teams and tournaments, leagues have all been advised about. We were currently in final stages of negotiating, so I'm really not at liberty to talk a lot about the current operator, as well as making sure that the current or the soon to be operator, and making sure the current operator exits appropriately. So we're confident that the facility, and it was always our intention to make sure the facility stayed open. I mean, the city council majority really put the city in a difficult situation by their vote on on the 17th, because you have no operator under contract and we have a selected vendor pursuant to a legitimate bid proposal, and you can't just decide we're gonna do something different. I mean, that's just not the way it works in government with RFPs and proposals. But you know, we'll land on our feet with this, and I'm sure the first couple of weeks perhaps and the transition might be a little bit bumpy at times, but we'll get there.
So what you're saying is there is a deal in place to keep the ice rink open?
Yes.
But what still needs to be hammered out?
Just the particulars between the city and the interim operator. We're also having conversations, continuing our communication with the vendor who submitted the successful bid. So the idea is to try and see if we can get to a full conclusion of this over the course of the next several weeks.
Okay. So the ice rink will continue to operate. Earlier this week, there was a council member that said that you were running a blockade through City Hall and that the ice rink would close on the 30th because of this. What do you say in response to that, and why would somebody accuse you of running a blockade on this particular issue?
I have no idea what. I think there's a couple of things you could say. You know, one, you can go to the extreme of saying it's just simply insanity. The other, it could be just electioneering. You know, you got some members of the majority that voted after even being told what the consequences would be, decided to vote in some other direction. So, I mean, all I could say is that these folks who talk about being concerned about the kids and, oh, my God, the kids, they really didn't care about the kids. In the end, everybody was caring about their own agenda, whether it was the ability to continue to take resources from taxpayers to support a for-profit business, which itself is a violation of a number of requirements under the municipal law, as well as if the charter is clear on one thing that the council is supposed to do, the city council is supposed to be the monitor of the fiscal position of the city. This clearly was not the activity of this council majority. You know, so I can't explain why somebody would say that. You know, we live in a world now where likes and clicks and who can say the most outrageous thing, that's kind of what's controlling, unfortunately, some public officials. Our administration and some of the members of the city council really understand what the job is. Let's get some things done for the people of the city of Niagara Falls. Let's continue the progress that we're making. and let's stop all of these shenanigans. And that's really what the council majority in this instance engaged in my opinion.
Mayor, if the agreement didn't happen by September 30th and this had to close, what kind of a loss would this have been to the city?
Well, to be honest with you, that was never an option, right? So, I mean, I know the impact that the, and it's the reason why we acted the way we acted almost immediately after the vote on the 17th. We were in conversations about how do we preserve the facility, even as it relates to the accepted bid, because ultimately, that's where this thing lies. It lies in an RFP that was put out and a successful bidder. And you have to remember now it's the city's reputation, impression. How do you continue in the RFP business, requesting proposals from people when you've got a city council that's sort of acting in, I don't even understand. I couldn't even describe for you what was going on in their heads. But in the end, we understand the impact it would have had from a community perspective. We also understand the impact that it would have had on our hospitality industry. It's the reason why we're working hard to get the event center built, because we want to inject more wintertime activity for our hospitality industry. So we're acutely aware of it. And those members of the hospitality industry that may think we're unaware of that apparently aren't watching the news.
Rob, I wish we had more time with you, but unfortunately we're out of it. Robert Steino, Niagara Falls mayor, giving us an update. A deal has been reached to keep the Hyde Park Pavilion ice rink open for the foreseeable future.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.